USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Parts of Southern California rattled just hours ago by a magnitude 3.7 earthquake that struck Los Angeles County. It struck just around midnight Pacific time in the View Park Windsor Hills area near Inglewood, about 10 miles from downtown L.A. Although there were no immediate reports of damage or injuries, the Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti has tweeted that the fire department's been activated to conduct its routine survey of all the city's assets for possible damages. The Senate's passed it. The House now expected to take up a small business relief bill. The bipartisan measure would pump more than $300 billion more dollars into a small business loan fund that quickly ran dry. The bill also includes $75 billion for hospitals, $25 billion to expand coronavirus testing. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Balance of Nature, no question. Your product's a great product. I mean, it's very, very good. I own a couple of businesses, so I'm on the go a lot. There's no doubt that the energy level increased. And again, your product is very, very good, and I couldn't live without it, basically. Thank you for your time. Thank you for the information. And when you talk to Dr. Howard, give him my best and tell him he's got a great, great product.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The percentage of U.S. adults who evaluate their lives well enough to be considered thriving has dropped in a new survey. John Clemens with more.
That's the survey results from Gallup as they questioned 80,000 Americans as to how they rate their lives. Thriving, struggling, or suffering? Dan Witters of Gallup tells us the survey was taken March 21st to April 5th.
What we have seen now just over the course of the last month is a really unprecedented decline, because we have plummeted from up around 55%, which was where we were hovering last fall in 2019, now down to 48.8% and falling.
I'm John Clemens.
This could be another day of tornadoes in the deep south. Forecasters say a new storm system is expected to generate severe weather from Texas to the Carolinas. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump sending well wishes to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. During a briefing yesterday, the commander-in-chief was asked about reports that Kim is in serious condition with a health problem. Trump saying that he's had a good relationship with him to the benefit of the U.S., and that America would be at war with North Korea if he wasn't president. Reports coming out on Monday describing Kim as being in as much as grave condition after some sort of surgery earlier this month. Harvard University is rejecting claims that it took money from the Paycheck Protection Program. On Twitter, the Ivy League school has declared it never even applied for money. It came up during a White House briefing when President Trump said that it wouldn't be right and that he would ask for it to be returned. Harvard agreed with Trump, noting instead it was given money through the CARES Act Higher Education Emergency Relief Fund. And more people than ever are spending their time binge-watching TV. Netflix adding 16 million new subscribers between January and March. That's double what some analysts were expecting. The most popular programs, the original movie Spencer Confidential, and the documentary Tiger King, of course. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.